Hello and welcome to the Chengdu Gaming Federation podcast. My name is Charlie and I'm recording this episode of the podcast about a very unique and interesting device, which is called the GPD Win. I did not know about this device until just a few months ago, but it has been a widely discussed portable gaming device, which was first unveiled in April of 2016, just over a year ago. And when it came onto my radar, I saw it as kind of a Nintendo 3DS looking device, which has a 5.5 inch screen and a full keyboard on it. And most notably, it runs Windows 10. So it runs a full version of Windows 10 and it includes the Windows 10 license, which is pretty amazing for something which is so small. So after seeing it have a very successful Indiegogo campaign, which raised 500% of the amount which they were seeking, which was about $700,000 in total, which is very successful. The device was released and subsequently has had several iterations, which has improved the device. And I just recently, about 2 weeks ago, got the most recent version of the device, which is the one with the aluminum top. And since then, there's been a little bit of discussion here in Chengdu amongst people within our gaming group on WeChat. And I've also had some people ask me about the device. So I thought it would be interesting to record a podcast and kind of talk about my experience with the GPD Win and summarize that for people who are maybe considering buying the device. And I myself did quite a bit of research before purchasing the device. And specifically, I was kind of torn between getting the Nintendo Switch and the GPD Win, and I decided to go with the Win. So I'll talk a little bit about the calculus that went into making that decision. So first of all, this device is made by GPD. It's made here in China, which, side note, it's kind of cool to talk about something which is made in China and so China-centric on the Chengdu Gaming Federation podcast, since we are based in Chengdu, which is the capital of Sichuan province in Western China. So this is very much a China thing. It's made by GPD in Shenzhen, which is in the Guangdong southeastern region of China. And as I said, it's a 5.5 inch display, runs full version of Windows 10. It has a 720p display, which looks fantastic. It's a tremendous quality display, which looks almost identical to the display on my cell phone, which is an iPhone 6S Plus. And comparing it to my iPhone display, it is exactly the same size. The iPhone display, I think, is higher resolution, but there's no appreciable difference in the quality when you're just looking at it. And I will say the first time that I booted the GPD Win and I saw what it looked like, I was pretty amazed. I mean, I've never seen Windows 10 on such a small device. Now, it is a little bit difficult to use some of the functionality in Windows because the device is so small, but it's as far as the screen goes, it looks really, really remarkable. The processor inside the device is an Intel Atom Z8700, which doesn't mean a ton to me, but basically it's a very low wattage processor, which is surprisingly capable. I will, in a little bit, talk about some of the games which I've run on the GPD Win, but overall, I mean, I'm just really impressed at the performance that you can get out of something which is so incredibly small. It's about as powerful as a Nintendo Switch, which is what I've read online, and it's also about the same price. The amount which I spent on the GPD Win, since I'm inside China, I bought it directly from GPD through their store on Jingdong, which is like the Chinese Amazon. And on there, it costs 2,200 renminbi, which is just over $300. So the Switch is almost exactly the same price. And so they're pretty comparable devices as far as, you know, they're almost the same size. The display on the Switch is just a little bit larger, but that also has a 720p display. So the pixel density on the GPD Win is actually higher than the Nintendo Switch, which is kind of incredible. And so they're both about the same price. They're both portable gaming devices. And so I was kind of looking for something, you know, to complement my normal couch setup, which is a large projector-based system. And so I was kind of torn between these two things. One thing which, you know, really was attractive about the Switch was we just recently went through E3. And at E3, Nintendo showed off Super Mario Odyssey, which looks incredible. And it also unveiled a new Metroid game, which will be coming out. Nothing was really shown except for a title screen. But generally, the point is that the Switch is looking really great. I think it's on a really positive trajectory. It looks like it's off to as good a start as any Nintendo console has ever been. So really encouraging start with the Switch. And so that was a real serious contender as far as, you know, what's a good thing to purchase right now. Another thing to mention about the Switch in China is that people abroad, if you're listening to this from the United States or from Europe, from what I understand, the Switch is still hard to get. And strangely, that's not the case in China. There are local vendors who are selling this Switch at a pretty reasonable price. I think just about $350, less than $350. But the fact that the Nintendo Switch is not officially released in China at all, but it is available here, is pretty incredible. And if you buy the Switch in Chengdu, which is where I am, then you also have the option to select a Hong Kong or Japanese system. I don't think it makes much difference because they're not region locked. But in any case, the Switch is available here. So I was seriously considering just buying a Switch locally. I think that for me, one of the biggest reasons why I decided to go with the GPD Win is because of the platform. I am a huge proponent of Steam. I think that Steam is the best platform for games. It's the one that I've invested most heavily in. And one of the big things which is really attractive about Steam in general for me is the idea of persistence. We talked about this on a recent podcast, which was about the 2017 Steam Summer Sale. The general idea is that if you purchase a game on Steam, then 5 years from now, the game will still work on whatever PC you have. And that is pretty unique and different from Nintendo or Sony or other gaming consoles, which you might invest a lot of money into a library. For me, I bought a bunch of games on PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, and now I don't have any of those consoles, and so I can't play any of those games. Obviously, I could have held on to all those consoles, but for me, that just seems like a whole lot of clutter. I don't want a lot of consoles here. And if I buy a gaming console, I expect to upgrade it in a couple years and probably get rid of the old one, which means that the library's gone. Well, this is kind of an issue for me, especially when there is what I consider to be a better option, which is Steam. So my Steam library just passed over 700 games, which is ludicrous, which is fairly obnoxious. But the thing is, a lot of those purchases were made many, many years ago, and they're still available and still accessible. And actually, in a lot of cases, a lot of the games in my Steam library, I mean, hundreds of games, literally, work just great with the GPD Win. Now, this is a really, really attractive quality for me going into considering this versus the Nintendo Switch. With the GPD Win, I can purchase the device and immediately have a massive library of games, which I already own and I already know I love, and also many of which I've never even really played before because, like most people, I have a lot of games in my Steam library which I just haven't had the time to get around to. And the GPD Win is a fantastic way to get around to a lot of those. And actually, what I've also found is that there are a lot of games which I think are better suited for the GPD Win than they are for a traditional setup, which might be an LED or an LCD display, or in my case, a projector. So my general setup is a 120-inch projected display, which is connected to a Alienware Alpha, which is one of the small Steambox PCs. And it's a great setup and I love it, but there are some games which are really good, which I don't think are a great fit for it. One game which I had mentioned recently is Kingdom, which is a fantastic game. It's kind of a retro pixel art independent game about building and managing a kingdom. And this is the type of game that I feel it works better on the GPD Win than it does on a big display. And there are a lot of games which are like this. Another one is Hollow Knight. That is a game which works perfectly on the GPD Win. Surprisingly, there are a lot of recent high-profile games which are not very demanding games in particular, and a lot of those are just fantastic candidates for the GPD Win. At the same time, there are some games which are not as well suited for it. So before I get into the games, though, I just want to talk a little bit about the device. So I have the device in my hands right now. The build quality on the device exceeded my expectations by quite a bit. When I look at a device like this, which is made by a Chinese company and goes on Indiegogo, I am automatically kind of not feeling confident about the prospect of the product. First of all, with crowdfunding campaigns like this, many of them just kind of disappear and never see a final form at all. And a lot of the ones which do come out just fail to meet expectations, because if you look at the Indiegogo campaign page, it's making a lot of big promises. And when you're looking at, you know, what it said specifically was it's the world's first 5.5-inch gaming console based on Windows 10. So that's a big promise for a completely unknown Chinese company to offer. And so looking at the campaign page, I already kind of feel a little bit uneasy about whether or not the company is really going to actually deliver this. And I mean, kind of shockingly, I think they really did. Now, with that said, I do have the most recent revision of the GPD Win, which was released in June of 2017, just a month ago. So from what I understand, this model does have a better fan and some improved buttons, and it has a top which is made of aluminum. So there are a couple changes on this particular iteration which have fixed maybe some of the shortcomings of the previous ones. But with that said, I mean, it's really tremendously well-made device. Now, is it as high quality as something Nintendo would make? You know, I'm kind of inclined to say no. But then again, the new 2DS is apparently like a hollow, cheap feeling piece of plastic, which is what people are saying now, just a couple weeks from the release of that device. And I will say the GPD Win does not feel like that. It does feel like a well-made quality device. I do keep it inside a case, and I would not want to drop this because it is a pretty expensive, small device, and it's a huge amount of, you know, materials packed into a very small volume. So there's a lot going on this. Aside from just being a PC, it has all of the kind of Xbox 360 looking controls on it. It has two trigger buttons on each side, so a total of four. It has a D-pad, which is a little bit mushy. It's not the best D-pad in the world. It has four face buttons, which are A, B, X, Y, standard. And it has two joysticks. And the joysticks are really tremendous. There are low-profile joysticks. The only downside is that they do not click. So there is an L3 and R3 button on the face of the device, which is a little weird. But if you need those, you have those there. And the joysticks just feel great. I got used to them really quickly, and I feel they're very comfortable and very functional. And so those work great. All the controls in general are pretty good, aside from just a mediocre D-pad. One really novel feature on the device is a switch on the face of the device, which switches between three different modes for the joysticks. And they switch between D input, which is like the old school game control interface, and mouse mode, which allows you to use the right joystick to control the mouse in Windows. Very important and useful to have. And the last one is X input, which is the standard Xbox 360 controller API, which is built into the majority of Steam games, which I have. So what this allows you to do is when I boot the GPD Win, I'm in Windows at the desktop and I have it in mouse mode. So I have control of the mouse with the right joystick. And once I launch a game, I just hit the switch over to X input, and then the controls all work as if I had an Xbox 360 controller. I've never seen any device have a switch like this, but man, is it useful. It's really well made. It works really well. And this, I think, is kind of one of the really key innovations of the device itself. Very much crucial to smooth performance of the device and just usability in general. Online, I found a lot of resources, communities for the GPD Win. One of the most useful ones, which I found, is on Reddit, which is the GPD Win subreddit. And I will be sharing this podcast episode there. So if you're listening through Reddit, what's up? Other ones outside from there are game and software compatibility lists, which are Google Docs. I will link to those in the show notes. And a lot of GPD Win users have tested hundreds of different games with the GPD Win, and they've posted which ones work and which ones don't. But I will say in general, as far as game compatibility goes, you know, my approach is I have a particular interest in indie and retro games. So I did not purchase the GPD Win with the idea of playing AAA games on it. So games like Skyrim and Grand Theft Auto 5 and, you know, Just Cause 2 will work on the GPD Win. And you can find many YouTube clips of people playing those games and testing them out and adjusting the settings to get the best performance and so on. But for me, I don't have much interest in that. I already have a large setup in my living room if I want to play those AAA games. And what I'm really interested in with the GPD Win are retro and indie games, which are not really going to tax the device too much. So they're going to run at 60 frames per second and they're going to work pretty much without issue. And I have just a ton of games like that. One thing that's really attractive about having Windows 10 on this device is that you can run just a huge amount of software on the device. I have actually spent the most time playing emulator games on the GPD Win, which is maybe a little bit of a waste of the device since, you know, the GPD also makes a GPD XD and a GPD Pocket, which are two other devices, and the XD runs Android, and so that is really good at running emulators too. But I have just finished The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, running through RetroArch on the GPD Win, and just had such a fun time playing it. The device worked perfectly for it. Obviously, it ran at full speed, zero hiccups at all, and just really enjoyable game. And Zelda, A Link to the Past is another example of a game which, frankly, I'd rather play on the Win than I would on my couch. And the reason why is because some of these games, especially emulator games, if you blow them up to playing them on a 120-inch display, they just don't look that great. They tend to not scale that great because it's such a small number of pixels in the game. And obviously, a lot of emulator games which you might play fit into this category of ones which kind of, in a lot of cases, work better on a handheld than they do on a couch. And for me, it was really enjoyable to get in and out of the game really quick using save states. And just in general, just better on a handheld than with a controller sitting on my couch. And actually, what I have been doing is I will bring the GPD Win with me when I go to my office, and I'll play it at home as well. After I have finished working for a while and I want to take a little break, I'll sit down on the couch or lie down on the couch, and I'll just play something like Zelda for about 20 minutes or so. And then when I'm done, I'll just shut the device, and Windows automatically goes into sleep mode. And it's just really quick and really easy. There's nothing to boot up or boot down. And I have to say that for my particular usage, the GPD Win works really well. There is a little bit of a learning curve with understanding what kind of software, you know, works best on the GPD Win and how to best configure the device. And there's a lot of information about that online on the subreddit, which I mentioned. And there's also a Wikia page for the GPD Win, which is gpdwin.wikia.com. I will link to that in the show notes as well. And that includes some information on optimizing Windows for the GPD Win. So I have been a Mac user for almost 10 years now. And so in my day-to-day use, I use Mac. But on my gaming PC and on the GPD Win, I have Windows 10. And what I found with Windows in general as a Mac user basically is that there is a little bit of a learning curve as far as how to disable all the unnecessary parts of Windows 10 and to generally just optimize the operating system for game use. And that is my primary use for Windows in general, whether it's on my gaming PC or on the GPD Win. My only use of Windows basically is to play games. So on the subreddit or on the Wikia, you can find information about how to disable unnecessary Windows services to get the best performance out of the GPD Win. And with the Win in particular, this is really important because it can make a big impact on the performance of games which you run, especially if you're running games which are really going to test the device. So if you're trying to run something like Skyrim on the GPD Win, which you can do, then every optimization you can do to get a couple more FPS out of the device is really going to be worth it. The device charges via USB-C, which is kind of cool. I have not had any USB-C devices up until this one. It charges to full, I'd say, in maybe about 90 minutes or 2 hours or so. And it has a great selection of ports actually on the device. So it charges via USB-C. It has a full-sized USB 3.0 port on the device. A lot of people online are using this to add USB keys, which have a lot of storage. It has a tiny micro SD card slot, and I have a 64 gigabyte card in there. And so along with the 64 gigabyte of onboard storage, it's a total of 128 gigabytes of storage. And that is far more than what I need. What I found with the device was when I received it, I installed Steam and started kind of getting games from my library onto the device. And I installed about 60 or 70 before I basically filled up the onboard storage. And I mean, I'm really kind of covered just with that. As I mentioned, I played A Link to the Past. That takes up like a megabyte. So, I mean, emulator games don't really take up much space. So what I found is that you can use the expandable storage to add additional space, and you can add even more with the USB 3.0 port, but I haven't found it that necessary. For me, probably I'd be just fine with the 64 gigabytes of onboard storage space. The battery life is really good. I get over 8 hours in my testing. A lot of people online have said they get 3 or 4 hours from the Win, and I think this is because they're running 3D games, which I'm pretty much not. So the battery life has not been an issue at all. It has a 6,700 mAh battery, which is pretty considerable size. And at the bottom of the device, there is a toggle switch to control the fan speed. This is kind of interesting. Normally, the devices which I use have automatic fans. So as the device heats up, then the fan will automatically turn on to dissipate the heat. And once the temperature goes down, then the fan will automatically reduce its speed. That does not happen on the GPD Win, so you can control that. For most of the games which I'm playing, the fan is off. But a lot of people online in particular talk about the heat that the GPD Win generates. And when it does start to feel a little bit hot in my hands, then I'll turn the fan on. And the fan really doesn't make a lot of noise. So it seems to work really well. Basically, no issue with the fan other than there being a fan toggle slot, which I think is a little bit weird. That's not something I'm totally used to. I don't notice the fan noise at all, though, because I generally use the headphone output, which is built onto the device, to listen to whatever I'm playing. There's only, I think, one speaker on the device, and it's not very good. You can hear what's going on, which is handy, but I mean, if you're playing a game and it has something which you want to hear clearly, then you're definitely going to want to use headphones with this. One thing that's really great also is that the GPD Win does have Bluetooth built into it. So if you have wireless headphones, those will work with the Win. And this is great because even the Switch doesn't offer this. So if you have wireless Bluetooth headphones, as I do, then they will work with the Switch. And that is a really fantastic thing to have. If you don't have those, then I would suggest using the 1/8-inch headphone output, which is built onto the device. It's really great that that is on there. The last port, which I want to talk about on here, is a mini HDMI port. And like the USB-C port, this is the first time I've seen one of these. It is exactly what it sounds like. It's just a tiny HDMI port, and it's a video output. So you can connect the GPD Win to external displays, which is a really nice thing to have. I have not actually done this yet, but fortunately the device comes with that cable. So it comes with a mini HDMI to HDMI cable. And this could be really useful for, I don't know, you go to like someone's house and you want to play a game. You can use Bluetooth controllers with the GPD Win, or you can use Xbox controllers or whatever, and plug into a TV. And as long as you're not playing anything that's too intense, then the game should perform really great and that'll work very well. What is attractive to me about having this port on here in particular is that if I'm in some kind of pinch where I have the GPD Win with me, but I don't have another computer, then this could work as a computer. It has 4 gigabytes of RAM, and so it's fast enough to run a lot of things. And actually, I got the GPD Win about 2 days before I had a DJ gig in Chongqing. And I was really excited to take this with me on the bullet train and to play games and just kind of travel with it and see what that was like. And when I got to the club that I was playing at, the DJ who was performing before me at soundcheck was having major issues with his laptop and he couldn't get Traktor to work on it. And I was thinking, wow, it'd be really fantastic if I could install DJ software on the Win and see how that performs. And subsequently, I went online and looked it up, and people have installed Ableton Live 9, which is the latest version, and Traktor on the GPD Win, and there's no slowdown even when using vinyl, which is amazing. So with the HDMI output and Bluetooth and all the other things that this has, it's basically like a PC. I mean, you could use a keyboard and a mouse and use this just like you would a PC, which is really nice. I don't intend to use it in that way, but if, you know, my laptop breaks and I need to use a computer, really nice to know that it has that. So some of the downsides of the device, I want to talk about some of those really quickly. So this is kind of an advantage and a downside. It runs Windows 10, which I'm not a huge fan of Windows. It offers the greatest compatibility, but, you know, tweaks are recommended. Things like the Windows 10 game mode, disabling certain Windows services, especially all the phone home type stuff, the antivirus. There are a lot of things which you want to consider disabling to improve performance. And those are just kind of general Windows 10 tips. Because of the pixel density of the device, everything in Windows 10 looks very small. If you have the Creators Update, which is the latest update to Windows 10, you can use a DPI scaling feature to make things a little bit more usable. But in general, I mean, general PC use of the device on the screen that's included is not really made for that or very convenient for that, because everything is so small on the display. And that takes me to my next point, which is the keyboard is not very great on the device. It's nice that it has a full keyboard and it's, you know, handy and necessary in certain situations, but its in use is very slow. It does feel like it's, you know, reasonably good quality. I don't think it'll break, but it feels a little bit like using a BlackBerry. So like the iPhone smartphone era or pre-smartphone phone era, it feels like those. It's like the little kind of jelly sort of keys. So you can't type quickly on it at all. It's just like pecking with your thumbs. So the keyboard is not great. Some people online have talked about installing Microsoft Office on here and doing spreadsheets and that type of stuff. I would probably just want to kill myself if I did that, because using this keyboard and using the joystick as a mouse is just not a great experience as a PC. As I mentioned previously, the speakers really aren't that great. And also the positioning of the speaker, your right hand in particular, tends to kind of cover the speaker. So the speaker is not really that great. For most games, you're really better off with headphones, or if you have wireless Bluetooth headphones, those will work great also. If you want to run AAA games on the GPD Win, it's possible, as I said before, but in my opinion, it's maybe not worth it. They really don't work that great. They make the device get very hot, and they will really kill the battery life of the device pretty quickly. But even if you're running something like GTA 5, I think you'll still get a couple hours of battery life out of the device, maybe two, three hours, which is not that bad. And that's pretty much the extent of the downsides of the device that I can see. Some of the trigger buttons they don't feel like fantastic, but they work great and I'm kind of used to them. So it's really a small thing. And, you know, the general durability of the device is really yet to be seen. It feels great after my couple weeks of use, but, you know, how will this thing hold up after 1-2 years or more? That's really difficult for me to say. And so it's hard to speak on that. But if the device holds up like this for, you know, a year and a half, then I'll definitely feel like I got my money's worth. And for now, it feels like it's really great. Games which run on the GPD Win. So I'll talk about some of the games which I've tested and which I know work great. So I have got about 60 or 70 Steam games, as I mentioned. I've got Enter the Gungeon, Jet Set Radio, Party Hard, Quake, Raiden 3, Retro City Rampage, Skullgirls, South Park, Stick of Truth, the Streets of Rage remake, Binding of Isaac, and just dozens of other games like that. I have also installed a bunch of emulators on here. Dreamcast games work really great, as do a lot of the ones that you would expect to run great. NES, SNES, Sega Genesis, those all work flawlessly. Sony PlayStation 1 games work too. And some Dolphin games, some GameCube games, which are run in Dolphin, work as well, which is pretty amazing. And I think that's about the limit as far as the emulation of the device. I think that PlayStation 2 won't really work that well. And I think some people have actually gotten some Wii games to work in Dolphin, but I haven't tested that. And that is about it. So in summary, you know, if you're interested in playing fairly low spec games, indie and retro games, emulators, things like that, I think you're really going to love this device. I am really happy with my purchase, and the Nintendo Switch is great. And so I think that that is a good option for a lot of people. But for me, I'm more happy with the GPD Win. So I think that I did the right thing here. And it's nice because before receiving the device, I was a little bit unsure of how it would work out. If you want a device which is completely no fuss, then maybe the Switch is a better option for you. The Switch is one where you can buy a game and just put the card into the device and it just works right off the bat. There's no messing around with it at all. With the GPD Win, there is a little bit of messing around with it. You have to take a little bit of time to get it right. But once you do, you have access to a library that no handheld at all anywhere can test. And it also does other things as well. You can watch movies on it. I'm not using it for that, but you can do that. You can do anything which a Windows PC does. So I hope this podcast was helpful for you. If you have any comments on the podcast, you can contact us on Twitter. You can also check our website at chundugaming.com, and you can listen to other episodes of the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you enjoyed this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you left a review for us on iTunes. And that's all for today. Thank you very much.